ओम शांति. सो ब्यूटिफुल सॉन्ग वॉज प्लेइंग ड्यूरिंग द मेडिटेशन. वॉज रिमाइंडिंग मी ऑफ द स्टोरी व्हेन आई वॉज लिसनिंग दैट सो वैल्यूएबल लाइफ बाबा यू हैव गिवन अस. इट्स सो वैल्यूएबल. इट्स मोर वैल्यूएबल देन द डायमंड. You know, it's, you know, the life is so precious. If you see that Baba's blessings, each and every blessing of Baba, you will see that and you will experience. Is it, we are able to, you know, to make any, I mean, for example, if you go and buy a few things, you will find that there is a cost. So, can we cost? Can we do costing of that? The what we are receiving from Baba? Yes or no? Isn't it so precious life? Baba, you have given this precious life to us. So, song was beautiful. And I was reminded of the story which I would like to share to you. You must have heard the name of Guru Nanak Dev. The Guru Nanak Dev, who is the founder of Sikh religion. Have you heard of Guru Nanak? So there was a one person who went to Guru Nanak. And he was a very simple person. And he went to Nanak and he said, Nanak, please tell me, explain me, what is the worth of this life? How much worth is this life? What is the value of this life? Guru Nanak gave him a very, very precious stone. It is in the story that the stone, you know, you cannot make any cost of that stone. It's so precious. And it was like, you know, the stone which is like, for example, if you say like a Kohinoor Hira, a ruby, more than that. So he given that precious stone to him. It was like, a, you know, it was so beautiful and priceless, it actually. And he said to that person, go and take this precious diamond and, you know, get the price of this. Don't sell. The Nanak condition was, don't sell it, but only get the cost. How worth and how cost, what is the cost of this? So he started moving, and then first of all he saw that there was a, you know, person selling the oranges, and he went to that person and showed that diamond to him and said, can you cost this diamond? What is the cost of this diamond? So he was just a simple sailor. He said, okay, give me this diamond and I will give you 12 oranges in exchange of this. He said, no, I don't want to sell this. I just want to know the cost. He walked more and more, and then he saw a person selling the potatoes. He showed that diamond to him and he said, okay, you give me this diamond, I will give you a full, you know, that, what we call it, bag, full big bag of potatoes in exchange of this. He said, no, I just want to know the cost. He walked more and more, then he finally reached to one of the shop of the goldsmith and he showed that diamond to the person and said that I want to know the cost. So that goldsmith said, I feel that this is a precious stone, so I can give you 1 lakh rupees, 100,000 rupees in exchange, and you just give me this stone. He said, no, I don't want to sell. I just want to know the cost. Now he went to one of the shop, which was the shop of the diamonds, precious stones. And he walked in and then showed that stone to the person. The person, he just, the moment he saw that precious stone, diamond, he was fully, you know, after seeing that, his face changed. And he put it at the one, you know, table, just bowed down, just closed the hands and just paid the respect to the stone. And he asked the person that, who has given you such a precious stone? It is very precious. The person said that, you just let me know what is the cost of this stone. He said to him that, do you want to know the cost of this precious stone? He said that, if you just take the whole earth, the whole sky, the water, everything of the earth is not worth, it is not even comparable to this stone. It is a priceless, it is so precious. It's very, very precious stone. I have not seen such stone in my life. And then after listening his words, that person returned back to Guru Nanak. And Guru Nanak said to him that, have you got the answer of your question? How worth, what is the value of this human life? So Guru Nanak said, he explained the whole story to Guru Nanak, to whom he went, and what was the price. Guru Nanak said, this is the value of the life that you cannot compare, you cannot make the cost. Nothing can be, it is priceless. It's so valuable. It's so precious, so important. The person realized from this, what is the worth, what is the value of the, which cannot be compared with any physical things. So that is the same, Baba says, that our Brahmin life, people are so many in the world, but then they don't understand the worth and the value, isn't it? Sometimes they just want to finish their life. They feel their life hasn't got any value actually. But once we become Baba's children, isn't it? So we realize and we experience how worth, how important, how priceless diamonds we are, isn't it? But then again comes the question that, like Baba says, that all are my jewels, very, very precious jewels. But then how is the importance of us? What counts in the importance? What making us worth, and how one is different from the other? Do you agree? One is different from the other? All are diamonds, but Baba says, sometimes I see and find that some are sparkling very much, they are shining. Some of them, they are little dull. They all are diamonds, they are very precious, but then there is a little, maybe some difference. So how is the difference, isn't it? And what makes us again powerful, isn't it? So what do you feel? What do you feel? What is important? What makes us powerful? Baba's previous Murli has given, Avyakt Murli has given lot of answers to our questions, and Baba has given us underlined many, many times, isn't it? So let's have interaction also. What do you feel? You must have done the churning, isn't it, of Baba's last Murli of 25th. Because I am connecting it with today's topic, because we find, we all feel that it's all Baba's blessings to all of us since we became Baba's children. So Baba's blessings are like miracles in our life. Do you feel that Baba's blessings are miracle? They're doing wonders. Miracles means wonders. If you see, and you will find that many, many Baba's children are. Because I remember one of the patient, he came to Global Hospital because I am in Global Hospital. So there he was, quite elderly person, and he was just sharing that a few years back there was a brain tumor was detected, and it was suggested to him that he should get it operated, and otherwise he will be not going to survive. But this brother said that I was very much determined, and I said, no, I will not be going to get it operated, but it will be going to be cured, or it will not be going to harm me, wherever it is. It will be Baba's, with Baba's meditation and yoga power, he hasn't got it operated, and still he says that there is no complaint. He's okay. Isn't it? So this is what exactly, you see, that if you can tell the people now, we can scientifically say in Global Hospital, we have cured so many heart patients. 3,000 heart patients without bypass surgery. Is it not a miracle? Yes or no? Baba's children, Baba's to many those souls, those are new. And they followed the lifestyle on the four aspects, the lifestyle changes, vegetarian diet, meditation and exercise. And now you see that they are okay. There's no need of operation. Same with the diabetes patient and addiction patients and depression and psychosomatic disorder patients. So these are what, this is what happening actually. The lives are changing. They become so valuable when they used the power of meditation for their own health. Because Baba says many times in Murlis that yoga power and knowledge power, both the powers can heal us mentally and physically. But in practical, if you see, it's now happening. Isn't it? So what do you feel that? Isn't it? What is important in individual's life when we become Baba's children? So what is more important? Isn't it? All of you are, I think, from many years in. How many of you are first timers in this group? Only one. Acha, okay. But rest of them, you have come already couple of times, isn't it? Anybody want to share the experience? Yeah? Anyone want to share the experience of Baba's blessing? Every day we receive in Baba's Murli blessings, right? So do we feel that sometimes we just, as a routine, we listen as a routine sometimes, or sometimes if we pay attention on that. So that's why Baba said in the last 25th Avyakt Murli that so many times one word was repeated. What was that? Yes, say loudly. Attention. And Baba said, when there will be attention, that will be again without any tension. Is attention. And then Baba said many, many yuktis, how to keep the attention. Because as Baba wants that Baba wanted that we children actually, there is so less time, and in less time we have to cover again so much, so attention is required, isn't it? Once there was a guru, actually there was, he was leaving for a few days out in the Gurukul system. So they, before he was leaving, he called his very senior disciple, student, and said to him that I'm leaving for a few days, so you take care of everything, whatever is there. So he used the word keep attention, awareness. He said, be aware. So this disciple didn't understand the meaning of awareness. And he said to him, please explain me what is awareness. He didn't say anything. He said, awareness, awareness. He again asked him, what is awareness then? You said awareness. Then he has written three times, awareness, awareness, awareness. Awareness, alert and attention of thoughts, words and actions. Isn't it? So that is why Baba used so many times attention. If you would have counted it so many times, I think more than 50, 60 times, attention is there. So attention means, what is attention? What do you feel? Attention is what personally for Brahmin life? Consciousness. So there are six C's, Baba, in one way, another way, Baba connected those words. And three things that Baba said to improve attention. So first important thing is that C is what? What is important for keeping attention? Yes, please say. More you will share, everybody will be going to you. Have so many years experience. You are doing it already. Checking. Good. What else? Conscious. So consciousness and checking, everything will be possible when we will have first C, that is connection. Because with Baba's connection, that is why Baba said, it was interesting, Baba said that now I am here, you are with me for 2 hours, isn't it? Only 2 hours, no? But Baba says, I want that you be in my company more and more. So that is why connection is very, very important. So more and more the connection, easy connection, and also joyful, because we should not make it stressful. Sometime once there was a Brahmin, he was asking a question that sometimes it's becoming stretch, like, you know, something which is making them tired when we do efforts. No? So then there's a difference between efforts and the, when we explain the meaning of meditation to new people in India. We always explain them what is the meditation, what is the connection, what kind of a remembrance, because they always, many of them, they do bhakti. So it is easy for them to understand. We say meditation means it's a loveful. The word loveful is so important. Loveful merging in the remembrance. It's no complicated definition, but loveful. Isn't it? The more we are loveful, the more it will be easy. Connection will be, when it will be easy. Loveful. So that is why, you know, from the heart, when we have so much of gratitude for Baba, isn't it? And so much love from the heart, so then you do you feel that connection is difficult? It is there. So that is why connection means loveful connection. Peaceful connection. And the more we have natural connection, so automatically what will be there? Second thing will be, automatically will be happening, that is correction. Because we all know that Baba wants us to improve, isn't it? More and more we can improve every day. So self, that is what Baba said, self-checking. So checking comes, correction and checking, they are connected. When we check, the correction is possible. And then we become alert also that, yeah, this is what I have to change, what I have to be more and more careful. Because you must have seen from last previous mulis, Baba is not giving a separate, you know, plans for seva, but Baba saying, no, now there is a time that our life, isn't it, is what? Our life will give the message to the new souls. So they will understand. They will ask what you have received. So that will be automatically way of doing service. So along with correction, checking, what will be automatically there will be? Correction? Yeah, collection. Then next is collection. Collect more and more Baba's blessings. See what Baba is giving me, isn't it? Sometimes it is coming, but then if we don't have that much of awareness, Baba is giving me, so what happens? We don't collect. I was sharing that story that once there was a group of persons, a group was passing through the tunnel. It was dark tunnel. They had to cross that tunnel. So what, there was no light and they were finding that something is pinching under their feet. Something was there, a small, small stones. So they, out of them, many picked up these stones from down. They thought that it should not hurt others, so they picked up. Some of them picked more, some picked less, some didn't pick any. And last, when they crossed the tunnel, they came out in the light and they saw the stones in their hand, what they picked up. They were not stones, but they were diamonds, isn't it? And those didn't pick up, they were just making, they were feeling unhappy because they didn't even pick a single one also, isn't it? But here Baba explains us all, everything, isn't it? How to have more and more in our life. So that is why we can collect more by what? There is a simple formula Baba says many times. What is the method of receiving more? Giving. So more we give, more we get without much hard work. That is why Baba has used many times in that Murli account. It's an interesting thing. Baba said, check your account. want it. So what we have in our account is what? So how is now the year is ending and we are entering into new year. So how, what is our bank balance? What do you feel? Because you are all in Madhuban, so what do you feel? How is the bank balance? Strong or what is the economy? Maybe it is in world, it's down or whatever is happening in the different countries, isn't it? Every day economy is changing, isn't it? Right? But what about us? What is our condition? Pardon? We have? So much, yeah. Very much. All do you feel that we have so much? So much, yes? Or do we need more? How many days you are more in Madhuban? How many? At least 2-3 days? Or 1 week? 2-3 days at least you are here or not? Yeah, very slowly speaking, I think feeling cold. So whatever time is left, there is a time to make a collection. Collect it, collect it. Keep collecting it before New Year, isn't it? So the bags will be full and mine will be full. So Baba is... Because when I came in Baba's knowledge, I was at the time 7-year-old. And we were the first children actually. I'm talking of almost 30-35 years back story. And we were the only children, the first family. We came in Mount Abu. No children were there at that time, of course. So I remember that Dadis actually, there was no meditation hall. Only history hall was there. Only history hall. And training section was there. And now, I mean the area where to take food and dining area, no, at that time the rocks were there. And there was no cemented courtyard, and I remember that we used to play in that courtyard outside the reception, where you sit sometimes outside in Pandav Bhavan, and that was also of the very mud. Actually, they used to play in it every with the mud actually to make it more and more clean. There was no cemented, nothing was there. And it was very small classes, and I remember that the first meeting with Baba, I was, I think, 7 or 8 year old. I remember that we went there to meet Baba in Baba's room. Baba used to come there. Later on, Baba started coming in history hall. So I remember those meetings. Baba used to come in the morning also. 3 hours in the morning. Baba used to come at 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock morning. So there was no dates, no pre-planned programs. You know, it's like that kind of a meetings with Baba. So I remember the first meeting with Baba still in my mind, very fresh. Is that, you know, in Baba's room, which you right now, you sit, that is a big room actually. It was not that big. It was even a half of that room. And from backside, there was only little place. And half from the front till Baba's picture is there. From that side also it extended. And I remember that only hardly 10 to 15 people were sitting. 15, 20 people. Hardly 20, 30 Madhuban Nivasis were there at that time. So I remember that we were sitting, my brother, my sister, parents, the whole of us, Lokik family. And Baba was, but we didn't understand what Murli exactly is that age, but of course we didn't move from our place because they made us sit in the very front. Like Dadis were sitting, Dadi Prakashmani was sitting and other. So we were in very, as a children, they made us a little bit in front. So I remember it was like a very personal talking with Baba and the Drishti. So we didn't move actually from our seats. How we were sitting, whole Murli like that. Not now like, you know, so many people, they get up and go out, come back. We never used to do this, I think, till the Shantivan that I've seen, but till I think Om Shanti Bhavan also, I remember not getting so much. Those came in the previous, they know that, because now thousands are there. So I remember that nobody used to get up in between, no eating, nothing. So I remember that there was a Murli talking, and when the bhog was offered, it Guljar Dadi was also, no, not on a chair actually, the gaddi at the corner, the same gaddi, and Guljar Dadi was sitting there. Baba Avyakt Bap Dada was there, cross-legged, so many hours. And I remember that the Murli was over, the personal meeting with everybody, and then from the bhog was offered. And I remember the first Baba, from that golden spoon, we also got, the Baba gave in our mouth. So that was my first memory. The Baba gave blessings also, but I didn't understood at that time much, because we used to get toli every time. As a children, Baba used to call us, come, come, toli. So we used to get to, like, not one, but I remember, like, we used to do like this. So, I mean, 5-6 pieces, like, you know, I remember that. So, of course, all the days, but the memories are very fresh and strong. That Wow, I remember that one blessing which I received. And he said, the more we were growing, we understanding the blessings of Baba. Because at that time, nobody was writing, because like personal meetings, in very beginning, the individual meetings were not used to get printed. So we never used to write what is said actually. Nobody was writing for anyone. Whatever Murli was there, of course, that time issue, Dadi was writing that Murli in Sindhi. So Baba gave the blessing. Do you know? Asked me like that, do you know? You are ever victorious child of Baba, Sada Vijay. So I was thinking, I didn't understand the meaning at that time. Why Baba is giving us this title, blessings. But later on I realized really the meaning, that once Baba gives us the blessing, with Baba's love and with Baba's support, that is becoming really practical, and I found it many, many times. Especially when I was doing my PhD, that was the first doctorate in spirituality, and it was challenging actually for me on this subject, because it wasn't accepted first hand, and it was said like you cannot use the word Brahma Kumaris as a literature, as a university, or whatever your contribution, because it cannot be as a part of the thesis or the research, because you don't have any academic book in any of the university level. So at that time I realized that the, you know, importance of the blessings, they become miracles, because after the once it was, they said, yes, you just change the subject, change the title, but you will not be able to use it as a same, because I used as a Brahma Kumaris, I used the word renaissance for the Brahma Kumaris, for creating the spiritual awakening in the world. And its literatures and teachings all are related. So Brahma Kumaris literature, a renaissance of spirituality and universal values. So it was mainly on spirituality, and of course it was to integrate the all other religion and how we are unique. So, but after, once they said, after 1 hour of our discussion, they said not. But then after 6 months I received a letter. Again, they called me again. And there was again a cross-questioning, and the vice-chancellor himself was sitting with the other board members. And I told them that this is what we are doing actually. This is something unique in the world. The Brahma Kumaris has transferred the tremendous way, the people's, the, you know, human being. If you see the all ages, you will not get such a big setup in which from children to all ages, they are transferred, their lives are transferred through the power of spirituality. So I want to present this to the world. And later on, I feel this was a miracle of Baba. And I made Baba stand there among them. I was very strongly feeling that Baba is standing there. And finally, actually, after so much of discussion, they said, okay, we will give you a special permission to do this on this subject after seeing your dedication. Because they asked me when you got associated with the organizer, everything they were asking. And then it was so interesting that they themselves formed the title. Even better than this, the words, they made it. And the first, they said not to use the word literature because you are not a literature, they said. You are not a literature according to them, the Shakespeare, Milton and these writers, they were taking academically, but then they said you are not literature. So now they use the word literature. Front word was literature for Brahma Kumaris. And I established, Baba made me to do that. Was another story, because maybe another class is required for that. Wonderful experiences. But then I found that Baba was creating a miracle, because I used to have visions and dreams. What to do, which book I have to take in reference. So Gita was the first which I saw in my dream very powerfully in early morning for Baba's Mullis. Because this was the first time that academically Baba's Mullis are accepted as our literature, the basic, the primary, because we have to make them clear what is our primary literature. Because all books came later on. But what is our primary study, what we do, what is the basis of everything? So my guide said, how can you write this word? You don't know that you cannot write this. Baba's Murlis, Avyakt Murlis and the Sakar Murlis. Because it is not, he said, like Gita is there, Bible is there, you can write it as a primary. But then what about this? Then I said, no, it is true. And it is truth, and I have to write this only. It is written, it is accepted, everything is like, you know, Baba says the victory. Because I was very much sure that it is Baba's work and Baba will do everything. So it happened in that way, because Baba used to. And it was so interesting that I enjoyed that. It was never hard work. So coming back to the topic, because I was feeling that sometimes the joy, the love. That's why in Bhakti Marg, if you see that the one feeling which makes them, you know, so Baba said many times in Murli that if in Baba's remembrance, if the tears come, then they are also very, very precious, isn't it? Why? Because from the heart, if technically we keep on going to do meditation, then it becomes something sometimes very, very difficult, or not difficult, but maybe you feel at the end that why there is no experience. That's why we explain the new people, why we are different actually. Because our personal experiences are very, very important. So that is why the five C's, then the five C, three C's that Baba has mentioned in the last Murli of 25th. To be aware of, be aware of them, isn't it? To improve more and more attention. Is the first is what? To avoid three things. Anybody remembers? Avoid three things, Baba said. First, it's again with the C. Starting with C. One is complain. Confusion. Complain, confusion and comparison. Yes, carelessness. Baba said carelessness, isn't it? Because Baba said very clearly in the Murli that it is not that we are not making attention. We are also making efforts, we are making attention, but there is what? Sometimes carelessness.